Our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2005-60, Mandarin Homes Waters Run subdivision as a final.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and just as a refresher for the public as well as members of the commission, this was deferred 2 weeks ago to allow participation by the two now present members of the Planning Commission that were around for the original public hearing, being Mr. Burton and Chairman Wheatley. Chairman Wheatley, I believe that there's someone here representing this application, Mr. Ed Lene, that I would like to, if he's prepared to give us an explanation of the wetlands as seen on that final site plan, I'd like to call him to the podium, if I could, please.
All right, sir. Mr. Lene, if you would, please.
Hi, I'm Ed Lene from Environmental Resources. I did the some of the environmental consulting and planning on the Waters Run project.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lene, it appeared that possibly in the area of lots 53, 54, 55, 56, that there may be some wetlands as depicted on this final that are contained within those lot lines. Do you have something to share with the commission that would indicate otherwise, sir?
I guess what I wanted to point out in regard to those lots, and it is a little bit unclear on the site plan. I actually, and I think it's in the packets, I brought both the approved wetland delineation drawing from the Corps of Engineers, and I also brought the 8.5 by 11 permit drawings that kind of illustrate part of this. There is a man-made drainage ditch that goes from an area that was designated as an existing forest. Here's the three lots in question, 53, 54, and 55, leading down to the highway here. Basically, this is a man-made agricultural ditch that at one point connected up with a wooded, non-tidal forested wetland that has been delineated and the boundary of which has been approved by the Corps. The ditch itself, the drainage ditch itself, is subject to the Corps' jurisdiction, but they designated it as a waters of the United States, they consider wetlands and other things special aquatic sites and things, other things, many things. It could be beaches, ditches, other things. There are other things out on the landscape that can be regulated by them as a water. And one of the reasons in this particular case that it had an interest in the ditch is that there is, as with most ditches, on some times a year after a rain, some ephemeral flow that comes from this wetland area and connects down to the creek. So, you know, essentially by having some sort of jurisdiction over the ditch, they can actually maintain their jurisdiction over that wetland. Otherwise, it would be isolated. So, you know, in working out the wetland boundary approval with the Corps, that's one of the reasons they looked at that particular ditch and said, we'd like to regulate it. We did get a permits to put pipes in the driveways of each of these three lots. You know, one of the reasons I think if you remember, there was a clubhouse here that I think the commission asked to be relocated. And so just trying to get everything to work, you know, it was felt we'd be better off leaving an open ditch with a couple driveway culverts and got a permit to do so. So that's the, as far as state, obviously state-regulated wetlands are shown on the state of Delaware tidal wetlands maps. And these, you know, this particular ditch was reviewed by DENREC in terms of both wetlands, and it isn't on a state wetlands map, so it isn't a state regulated wetland. They also looked at it in terms of possibly being regulated as a subaqueous land or waters of the state, and they were of the opinion that it isn't regulated. It isn't a blue line on a USGS map. As I said, it's a It's a man-made agricultural ditch that's been left over from the former agricultural use of the property.
All that being said, let me ask you a question. Are there any wetlands within the lot lines on this development?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? Gentlemen, I would like to move this forward with a motion for approval as a final, but before doing so, I would like to have a consideration of with the stipulation that the approval is a final, unless you want to see it again, that this site plan be depicting what Mr. Lane said, so we do not record a site plan, if I'm looking at this correctly with his dots and dashes, that someone from the public could see as a public record and think that there were indeed wetlands contained within the lot lines. I think that Mr. Lane's statement would help. It was something I discussed with Mr. Robertson, that there could be a problem in the future if someone bought in there, could look at this, challenge it in court, and say this would be helpful to the developer, say lots 53 through 56 could not be built on because they contain wetlands. And we've listened to Mr. Lane, he's indicated that there are no wetlands. So I'd just like a clarity of that, and if you're fine with staff doing that after this is so noted, I'll make a motion for approval as a final.
I think that's reasonable. The plan certainly should reflect what we understand it to be.
Yes.
And I agree. Years might pass, and if that plan doesn't reflect what we know to be true today, it could be an issue for future commissions, future developers, future homeowners.
So that we're clear on what you're talking about, though, I mean, really all we're asking is either that line be changed and the data block be, or the legend be changed, just so there's no confusion that shows wetlands, or that there be a note shown in that area that says that these are not wetlands, just so in the future somebody doesn't get confused about what it means.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So gentlemen, regarding subdivision number 2005-60, the applicant being Mandarin Homes, my motion is for approval as a final with the stipulation that staff may grant that final approval upon a satisfactory clarification of the representation made by Mr. Ed Lane.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-60 Mandarin Homes Waters Run subdivision as a final, subject to the revision of the plan to be received and approved by the staff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.